Floridays on WQCS.org. Here's Janie Gould.
During the height of the Cold War, communities all over the country made disaster plans. Florida had several likely targets for Soviet missile attacks, Patrick Air Force Base, Cape Canaveral, and Miami among them. Nobody expected Vero, Fort Pierce, or Stuart to take direct hits from nuclear bombs, but the region could have attracted panicky refugees. In Indian River County, officials picked a remote research facility on Oslo Road as the place where those people would have been washed down and screened for radiation levels. Roy Howard was assistant to the county engineer at the time.
Realistically, we know that there would be a good number that would die, and we would have to take care of burying them. So the county engineer's responsibility and the county road and bridge department would have a bulldozer or several, maybe even drag lines, that would be located at the entomological research lab.
And this would be for mass burials, came to that?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Was this plan put to pen and paper? I mean, it was...
Oh, absolutely. I was the one that did it. It's a pretty good, thick notebook.
If, let's say, Miami had been attacked, and thousands of people from Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach had headed this way, what would the highway situation have been like? There was no turnpike or interstate at the time.
Well, it would be jam-packed, and a lot of the people who were radiated by the fallout probably wouldn't survive to make it here if they came from as far away as Fort Lauderdale.
The county's plan involved law enforcement and the military because of the great potential for civil unrest.
We knew that once you have that many people coming, there would be problems.
Folks had been talking about fallout shelters, too. Roy Howard remembers seminars about them at Vero Beach High School.
Did the county build a fallout shelter for officials or something?
No, but we knew where some places were that were usable.
Did you have them supplied with water and food?
No.
Didn't go that far?
No. We had plans on supplying things to those places, though, if we had any idea that anything was going to happen.
Did you have one in your yard, in your backyard, bomb shelter?
No, but I sure gave it a thought. I had a more of a positive feeling about things. I felt like it really wasn't going to happen.
Do you remember mass hysteria in the community or?
No.
Fear?
No. There were a few people, you know, that got really upset, and everybody else tried to calm them down, you know, and said, we're going to be okay.
But as a high school student in the 1950s, Howard witnessed some of the early and often unsuccessful rocket launches from Cape Canaveral.
They were just squirrely in the air, and we saw them blow up, so we knew things were possible, but I don't think anybody ever got overly excited.
If radiation had blown toward Indian River County and residents needed to evacuate, they would have had one way out, State Road 60. The highway had just two lanes, deep canals on both sides, and numerous wooden bridges. Howard wrote a plan that had residents evacuating to the west.
Was there a designated area out there?
No.
Nothing?
Just listen to your radio, watch your TVs, take food and clothing with you. And we had a list of stuff that they could take with them to survive, and they would have to survive.
For how long?
For about 7 or 8 days.
Kind of like hurricane planning.
Pretty much, yeah. Now then, today, that evacuation plan would be pretty obsolete with the kinds of bombs that we have today.
In other words, forget evacuating if it should happen today.
Yeah. Hopefully you still got your fallout shelters.
Roy Howard later became a teacher and administrator. He retired in 1992 as principal of Rosewood Elementary School. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
Crawl out through the fallout, baby. When they drop that bomb, crawl out through the fallout with the greatest of aplomb.